This is New England Public Radio. I'm Karen Brown. Callie is a seventh grader in New York who spends a week cutting school, visiting museums, and uncovering family secrets about the death of her gay uncle. She's the main character in Apartment 1986, a new YA novel by Northampton, Massachusetts writer Lisa Papadimitriou. To kick off this year's back-to-school book series, I sat down with Papadimitriou and asked her to read from the book's first section when we meet the exuberant narrator.
Chapter 1, in which the heroine, me, practices the power of positive thinking. I am beginning to think that maybe I will be a philosopher when I grow up. That is what my mother always says. Our Callie is such a philosopher, and I'm really beginning to believe her. I'm always having important thoughts all of the time, and let me tell you, they can be very deep. Sometimes they're so deep that I barely understand them, like this one. A journey of 1,000 miles may begin with a single step, but it also ends with one. I mean, boom, I just blew your mind, right? I know it doesn't exactly make sense yet, but I think if I keep working on it, I can at least put it on a mug.
Now, I liked the way you wrote this book. It seemed to me on two different levels. I mean, it's all from the viewpoint of this very wise seventh grader, but a young person nevertheless. But there's a lot that she observes and that she says that are clearly for the adults to understand in a different way. You know, like she talked about going from what's called an underserved community to an overserved community in the Upper West Side, East Side, which I thought was very funny and also something that adults are going to understand in a different way. And there's just a lot of those kinds of things.
Yeah, but I think that there's also a very particular kind of seventh grader who's going to get that, or hopefully a seventh grader who's going to get that on a second reading. Part of what I was trying to capture with Callie is sometimes the way people speak belies their actual intelligence. And she's a very intelligent person with a lot of keen observations, but it often takes people a while to notice because she is young and because she is, I think, female. You know, I never say that in the book, but that was what I was thinking as I was writing it.
So let's touch on the plot a little bit and the title as well, Apartment 1986. So Callie, your main character, she's struggling both with the problems of adolescence, you know, for instance, fickle friendships, as well as the stress in her own family. And one of the places of refuge is her grandmother's apartment building. But she discovers her grandmother is hanging out a lot with a man in Apartment 1986. So that turns out to be his actual address, but also the year that he's sort of obsessed with, you know, or the era. And it turns out that that also holds meaning for the grandmother. Was there something about 1986 for you that held particular meaning?
I settled into that number almost arbitrarily. I wanted it to be the 80s because specifically, I've been thinking about how society has progressed in a lot of ways, and certainly attitude towards GLBTQ people have changed radically since the 80s. And so that's where that interest came from, and how, you know, I know that my own grandparents and, you know, probably even my parents have changed their attitudes too. And I suppose I have as well.
There were a few places where I felt like you were trying to get at pretty heavy topics like race, like LGBT issues, but you didn't come right out and say this is right and this is wrong. What were the kinds of pitfalls that you were trying to avoid in dealing with pretty big issues, again, from a kid's point of view, but without it being cliche?
Well, I mean, the pitfall is always that you're going to make a funny book into a book that's not funny. I mean, this is supposed to be a funny book. And interestingly, the reviews have all focused on the sort of heavy parts and not on what I think is just the hilarious nature of the shenanigans of this girl going around New York City being kooky and funny.
Lisa Papadimitriou's new book is called Apartment 1986. Next week, we'll have another pick from our back-to-school series.
when we highlight local authors of new books aimed at the younger crowd.